The Heart That Fed. Written by Chocolate Cat Cupcake Cheese. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, the hunter's gonna lay low. Relationship, Chao Yi-jae / Lee Sa-young. Chao Yi-jae likes pain, every now and again. It grounds him, reminds him where he is. It helps against the silence, the void, the hunger, a bad habit which haunts him still. He chases sensation, anything to remind him that he's no longer there. The West Sea Rift, lonely rolling sand stretching far and away, a whole land reduced to a whitened ruin of ash and dust. The silence burned in that place, throbbed in time with the beating of his heart and the jagged rhythm of his breath. He never wants to be alone in such quietude again. So he immerses himself in the bustle of daily life. The world is replete with sound, the din of the city streets, the hum of electricity, the yammer of the television and the music on the radio. The world is full of life, a million conversations from a million strangers day in and day out, on the street, at the market, shouting across the restaurant, filtering in through his open window as he lies awake at night between nightmares. But some days it isn't enough to simply not be alone. So he turns to other, more direct methods, and relies on his healing factor to feel something real. Lee Sa-young acquiesces to his request, but not without a bevy of complaints. "What if I hurt you?" asked in a dozen different ways. That's the point, he doesn't say aloud. He'd never get his way if Lee Sa-young heard his rationale. Worrisome boy. "Sa-young-ah, you're cute to worry. I have a poison resistance skill, I'll be fine." Lee Sa-young clicks his tongue, and Chao Yi-jae's palms itch with a sudden urge to smack him. "Young, since you insist on pushing your limits," he seethes, "we're taking precautions." Chao Yi-jae huffs. "Ah, you brat. Would you just listen already? I've told you time and again I'm fine. My skill..." "Humor me, Young." And Lee Sa-young tips a trio of potion bottles down his throat anyway, heedless of his complaints, standing firm against Chao Yi-jae's struggles. Not that Chao Yi-jae is able to put up much of a fight anyway. Guilt assaults him at the sight of Lee Sa-young's pale skin bruising beneath his fingers, and he clenches his fists impotently at his sides, afraid of hurting him more. Lee Sa-young, that fucking opportunist, hooks his fingers behind Chao Yi-jae's teeth and shoves the mouth of the bottle against his lips, then pinches his nose until he has no choice but to swallow. Chao Yi-jae manages a pathetic whimper of protest and little else. The golden liquid is spicy like capsaicin, a heat which teases at the tongue until it registers as cold, passing beyond taste and into feeling, the spearmint bite of it lingering in psychosomatic ache. One of those precious treasures of the dungeon otherworld, all the more rare now when all the worlds surrounding have been drained of color, and their own soon to follow. Lee Sa-young's antidote is wasted on him, but the brat insists, tipping it down Chao Yi-jae's gullet with a sadistic zeal, stroking his knuckles along the line of his throat when he coughs, thumbing sweetly at the corners of his eyes when tears prickle there. "Good boy," Lee Sa-young condescends. "That's it. Swallow my..." His innuendo subsides into delighted wheezing laughter as Chao Yi-jae jabs him in the gut, but the damage is already done. "Bastard," Chao Yi-jae spits, swaying in place, dizzy with a bevy of sudden sensation. Yes, yes, this is what he needs. He needs to feel. Lee Sa-young grabs him before he can fall, body still shaking with laughter, and sweeps him into a princess carry. "Absolute bastard," he repeats with greater feeling, face burning with indignation. He doesn't resist as Lee Sa-young carries him into the bedroom, can't muster enough energy to do so when the antidotes are churning through his veins, leaving him sluggish with an unreasonable chill. Lee Sa-young's hands are warm as he undresses them both, his hands lingering on Chao Yi-jae's skin in a ritual of sorrowful wonderment, tracing his blackened fingertips along every scar. He lays Chao Yi-jae down upon his bed and slips the head of his thumb along the ridge of one of the more obvious marks, a puncture which only missed his heart by hitting a rib. "Young," Isayong hushes, something anguished creeping in and marring his expression. Poison leaks from his fingertips and fills the little divot. "Like kintsugi," Chaije thinks, pouring himself into the cracks to try and fix things, heedless of the cost, be it paid in blood or gold. They don't have to speak their love and grief aloud. They both feel it. "Sayonga," he sighs, and pulls the moody brat down into an embrace. "Stop regretting the past." "Rich words from you," Isayong mutters petulantly into his collarbone, and squirms around until he can rest his face more comfortably in the crook of Chaiche's neck. He drops a little kiss there, and they lie like that for a long moment, chest to chest, heartbeat to heartbeat, legs woven together, simply breathing the same air. What a miracle that is. The antidote clenches his sternum in an icy fist, the frigid analgesia arresting. Chaiche presses his lips to the crown of Isayong's head like a benediction, renewing the parting blessing he gave so many years ago before he left. A prayer, a promise, a demand of the universe. Be safe always. "You grew up so well, so strong," he murmurs, hands tracing down Isayong's spine. The man shivers beneath his hands, leaning in like a flower chasing the sun. On the heels of that thought, the familiar guilt, Chaiche has missed so much. He paid a price for that blessing. His heart was safe, while his duty consumed him. But for this beloved boy, the only thing he ever did right in this world, he paid it gladly. He'd pay the price again to protect his only success. "Stop that," Isayong sighs, and pulls away to glare at him. "I can see you overthinking again. Keep your eyes on me, Hyung." He begins to leak, blackness seeping out of his pores and gathering in little streams, then flowing like water in the air surrounding. Twisting airborne rivers of poison, snake-like ouroboruses fluttering through the air like ribbons. The air is heady with the sweet scent of it, and Chaoyide smiles at the display of showmanship. He wants to taste it. He wants it to hurt. "Kiss me," he demands. And Isayong does. The poison is a relief as it touches his tongue. It's sweet, so sweet, quickly chasing away the anodyne chill of the antidote with flashfire prickling heat. Chaoyide shivers, the ambient air cold on his skin as his body chills with exertion, stomach churning, heart beating faster, poison resistance skill working overtime to nullify the toxins. The kiss is searching, hungry, claiming, tongues delving deep and cracking faintly with the chemical reaction as saccharine poison meets the fading sting of antidote. The sweetness leaves him shifting restlessly with building desire, hands gripping tighter at Isayong's well-muscled back, toes curling against the sheets. He arches helplessly into the feeling and finds a hardness matching his own, a velvet slide of skin on skin. Isayong presses closer, the breath of his body a shield against the chill, fingers dripping with cloying sweetness. And when he slips the pad of his sticky slick thumb across the head of Chaoyite's cock, the black purple trail of poison tingles, a lingering touch. The tingle spreads quickly, burrows deep into his flesh, and fills him flush with heat. As the moments pass, the sensation builds, the glimmer of warmth catching flame. His thigh muscles clench and unclench as he struggles to move his hips in a way that will satisfy the wanton itch now running ghostly fingers over his skin in the wake of Isayong's touch. Something in his hip twinges painfully, and he splays his legs loose and open, trying to alleviate it, but his hips still work restlessly in the air, grinding against Isayong's black-dripping hand, skin singing at the sweet sensation of the poison sinking beneath his skin, and returning hunger for hunger in return. Isayong massages the furl of his hole with lube's slick fingers, coaxing him into relaxation. Chaoyije tips his hips back and forth in time with the languid massage, urging him onward. Those slender fingers trace along his rim, gentle petting, infuriatingly slow. Choi-je tilts his hips just so, catches Isayong's finger along the rim of his hole and hooks one ankle against the small of his back, coaxing him to push inside. Isayong curls his finger and finds the perfect spot immediately, then smirks as Choi-je groans and twitches beneath him, the insufferable brat. "Don't look at me in that tone of voice," he threatens, rolling his hips into the touch, encouraging more. "I'll hit you again, don't think I won't."
"I don't know what you mean, Hyung."
Isayong smiles like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, unfairly angelic in his mischief. A black tendril sneaks its way around Chaoyuche's thigh, leaving a dark smear of purple along the curve of his hip as it seeks the furl of his ass and drip, drip, drips its way inside, hot and cold and burning bliss. It's too much, the tingle of before magnified eightfold into a brutal clarity of sensation. His knees bend and unbend repeatedly, heels scrabbling heedlessly for purchase against the sheets, fingernails cutting furrows in Isayong's back, as Choi-je clutches him and sobs in ecstatic agony. The pain and pleasure mingle, shoot up his spine and muddy his brain, leaving him writhing and sobbing, drooling for more, 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 more. He comes, cock spitting up to his chin with the force. But the pleasure keeps simmering in a lesser manner, not falling from the peak, but soaring onward in dizzying upward currents of ever-increasing bliss. Isayong stills the coaxing curl of his fingers to a firm press, and strokes him steadily through his orgasm, firm grip on the upstroke, the roughness of his palm sliding against the head of his cock before the featherlight downstroke, slick sounds growing louder as his cum joins the mess of lube and poison. Taoyuji's face burns with embarrassment, and he tucks his face against Isayong's neck, digging his teeth into the swell of muscle there. Everything is infuriating, and so, so perfect.
"So good for me."
The awestruck praise sends a pang of ravenous hunger down his spine, and Choi-je bites down harder, until the sweet words of praise crack beneath the pain, a moan slipping free in their wake. Choi-je feels the low sound resonate in his own chest. He wants to crawl into Isayong's ribs and hear that voice from within, share one flesh and move with every breath, feel every heartbeat like his own. Isayong releases his oversensitive cock and returns to curling his fingers, teasing at Taoyuche's prostate, working more fingers inside with steady patience. When he comes again, it doesn't hurt. The pleasure crests sharply, but any post-orgasm oversensitivity fizzles out beneath the humming tingle of the poison nibbling gently at his every nerve ending. The resultant peak is addictive. All of the good and none of the bad.
"Good, so good."
He groans, toes curling, fists clenching in the sheets, splaying his thighs wide and arching his spine in wanton offer.
"More, Sayonga. Make it hurt."
"Shh, I've got you, Hyung."
He can't help but squirm as the tendrils of poison thicken and push deeper, filthy, wet squelching sounds cutting through the quiet haze between them, as Isayong tries to stuff him even further full. Isayong is tense above him, brow knit with focused effort, as he weaves a net of poison strands to stroke down Taoyuche's body. They pass over his nipples, the crease along his stomach, where he naturally bends at the waist, the dip of his clavicle, the delicate webbing between his fingers, the backs of his knees, the ticklish skin above the arteries in his thighs, the arch of his foot. His toes curl. Every twinge of restless chilly heat settles low in his gut, a fast-forming feedback loop of pain and pleasure. The pain is nothing less than he deserves. It soothes him to feel the sting, to writhe beneath its thumb. And when Isayong puts him back together afterwards, he can almost believe that he deserves the kindness, too.
"Open your mouth, Hyung,"
Isayong croons, and settles his free hand against his throat, palm gentle, soothing weight. His forefinger and thumb pet at the edge of his jaw, gently coaxing obedience. Seolijae lolls his tongue out eagerly, craving that sweetness, and the grip on his throat tightens momentarily. Isayong purses his lips for a moment, as though to offer another kiss, then spits directly into Seolijae's mouth. Arousal jolts down his spine, and he arches his back with a moan, cock twitching against his stomach as he clenches down around Isayong's fingers. He closes his mouth and swallows without having to be told, then sticks out his tongue again to show his obedience.
"More," he demands.
The shudder which runs through Isayong is its own reward, but the muffled word of praise pressed into the following kiss is even better. Isayong folds like always in the face of Chaoyijie's whims. The hand at his throat moves to cup his cheek, thumbs stroking sweet little circles as their tongues tangle and teeth nip, a hungry dance of increasing desperation. Isayong's fingers lose all finesse as he presses close, molding his body to Chaoyijie's, as though trying to crawl inside, cock dragging against the back of his thigh. Seolijae pulls his knees closer to his chest, trying to get the angle back, but Isayong is distracted now. Seolijae bites Isayong's tongue, tastes blood, presses his fingertips to Isayong's jaw and pushes his face away.
"Do it properly, Sayonga,"
he chides. Isayong smirks and licks his palm like a child. When that doesn't remove Seolijae's grip on his face, he pouts.
"Give me another kiss."
"Watch your language, you brat. Don't demand what you haven't earned."
"Sorry, Hyung."
He huffs and pulls away again, but focuses back on the task before him. His hands move in tandem to thumb along the head of Chaoyijie's cock and press in on his prostate, a genuine apology in the pleasure given.
"Would you please deign to offer another kiss to your lowly servant?"
"Ah, this brat." Seolijae bites his lip, abdomen tightening with repressed laughter, and squirms when Isayong's fingers scissor wide again, coaxing him back into relaxation.
"Don't," he sucks in an unsteady breath, "don't use hasasoche while you've got your fingers up my ass. You'll ruin the mood." "Ah, but Hyung, you're the king of my world."
Isayong turns his face into Seolijae's hands, pressing little kisses into his palms, nipping at his fingertips.
"Don't mock my ardent devotion."
"Bastard.
He's too smooth by far."
"Just get on with it," he demands, face flushing hot with embarrassment, and tugs his hands free of Isayong's lingering kisses to hug his knees to his chest instead.
"Yes, Hyung."
Isayong smiles.
"Whatever you want."
He grabs Isayong's hand and shoves it up against himself, kneading it deeper than his own hands can reach, knowing Sayonga can help. That stupidly large cock this brat was hiding all this time, he needs it. It will reach the spot he's longing for.
"I want you in me, now."
"Yes, Hyung." Isayong agrees sweetly, and works his fingers free. He wipes the excess lube on the bedspread, and Seolijae spares an irritated thought for the laundry, but it dissipates like so much smoke, as Isayong grips the back of his thighs and finally pushes in, the slick girth of his cockhead a delicious stretch. Bent in half and pinned beneath Isayong's hips, it presses deep with ease, an inexorable pressure filling him oh so full. He tilts his head back, mouth dropped open, body straining, and scarcely breathes for want of it, until Isayong's hips meet flush with his ass.
"Good."
Seolijae slurs, mouth watering with desire.
"Good boy, Sayonga. Kiss me now."
Isayong obeys with relish, mouth slotting easily atop Seolijae's, tongue stroking hungry along his own. Messier now as he rolls his hips in an increasing pace, leaving the tingling hot sensation of neutralized poison wherever their saliva mingles. Seolijae swallows it all. It's too good, too sweet, and he feels he might float away as the pleasure unspools him. More, he needs more, needs to be grounded in the moment so he can feel every sensation. Choi-je cradles Isayong's throat in his palms and gazes into his eyes, begging wordlessly. In those eyes, an answer. Ardent devotion, trust, and wonder. Choi-je looks at Isayong for salvation, and Isayong looks at him like something worthy of worship.
Young,
he croons, and presses their foreheads together.
Tell me what you need.
His eyes glitter in the low light of the afternoon sun, crystalline amethyst, so beautiful it hurts. And in them, Choi-je reads anything you need, anything. Isayong's pulse is beating rabbit fast, and his breathing is heavy, signs of visible strain as he fucks slow and steady, holding himself back, being so patient and good for his hyung. Choi-je strains upward and steals another kiss. Sweet. His boy is so sweet.
Need it here.
He pants, the demand pressed directly into Isayong's mouth.
Hands, neck, put your hands. Sayonga.
The grip is immediate, punishing, and a lightning bolt of arousal strikes and leaves him arching helplessly, clenching down around the girth inside. That broad palm is a perfect grounding weight, even as air slips slowly away, leaving him dizzy with the deprivation, floating high in bliss. He can't help the way he writhes in place, arching to meet every stroke of cock, needing more, more.
Young.
The word is pained.
Young, fuck, you're so beautiful.
The word of praise shivers over his skin and settles low, leaving him trembling in its wake. His own grip on Isayong's throat slips, and he clutches at the back of his neck instead, pulling him down for another dizzy kiss, needing the warmth of his body close. Isayong meets him halfway, almost clumsy in his eagerness, groaning low and wounded as Choi-je strokes his fingertips along his jaw and slurps the poison straight from the source. Isayong's strokes become messier and messier as he gets close, losing coordination in his desperation. He whines, grip going bruising tight, and comes with a cut-off cry of hyung. Beautiful.
Good boy, Sayonga, so good for me.
He murmurs, clenching down tight in reward, self-satisfied heat pooling in him as Isayong shudders and fucks helplessly into his body with jerky motions, expression slack and dazed with pleasure. Choi-je's own peak comes quietly after, a shudder down his spine, a final tired crest of pleasure that leaves him unmoored in its wake, drifting on a sea of endorphins.
Here. I'm here, Sayonga. I'm here.
He promises.
I'm not leaving again. Not if I can help it.
They share languid kisses as they come down from the high. The poison slips away, pouring back into Isayong in mesmerizing reverse. Choi-je times his breathing to match Isayong's own and immerses himself in the moment. The sticky press of warm, sweaty skin, the scent of sex, the taste of poison, the golden hour sunlight slipping sideways through the window and making the whole scene warm like home.
Another round?
Isayong offers eventually, eyes shining bright with mischief. Choi-je groans at the sheer thought of such a thing.
Not unless your own ass is on the line. Have some respect for your hyung's back, you brat. You have the easy end of things.
If it's for hyung, I'll do anything,
Isayong pronounces, mischief growing more pronounced, relaxation abandoning him in a second, as though he's taking the joke under serious consideration for the immediate future.
Go fuck yourself.
Sure, I'll put on a show for you. If you want, you can even pick out the...
Shut up and carry me over to the shower, you brat.
Choi-je slaps his hand over that traitorous mouth before the insatiable boy can tempt him into another bout of depravity. Isayong laughs as he obeys. He can be such a good boy, but only when he wants to be. Rinsing the poison away is like cutting some vibration he'd been twitching to stabilize himself against. The bone-deep relief he feels when Isayong lays his washed, pajama-clad form on the bed and covers him in a blanket is immense. Chaoyuche cuddles up with his ear pressed to Isayong's chest, anxiety soothed now, worn out in all the best ways. The sound of the city is a distant thing. The light of a nightlight slips from the hallway through the door of the bedroom. The scent of Isayong's shampoo surrounds them both. Isayong's quiet breath and steady heartbeat reminds him he's not alone in the silence anymore, until he finally falls into a peaceful, dreamless sleep. The end. If you've enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this podfic's post. And if you've enjoyed this podfic, you're welcome to leave me feedback. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.